President Bush and Prime Minister Blair are admirers of Winston Churchill. The public in Britain and the United States no doubt reveres Churchill as the man who rallied his people with rousing rhetoric to fight off the Nazis. But Churchill was also a die-hard imperialist. He believed in his gut, literally, that people were unequal. He said he was nauseated to see Mahatma Gandhi negotiating on equal terms with the British ruler of India, the representative of the Emperor King, the Viceroy. That's a term that's now coming back in the context of the U.S. occupation of Iraq. The United States and Britain control the security of Iraq, such as it is. They also control its finances and occupy its oil fields, which brings us back to Mr. Churchill. He was at the center of creating the modern map of the Middle East after World War I, including Iraq. It was centrally about oil then. It seems to be centrally about oil now. Britain, too, had promised freedom to the people of the region from the corrupt rule of the Ottomans. But Churchill wound up advocating the use of chemical weapons there. As president of the Air Council in 1919, he said, quote, "I do not understand the squeamishness about the use of gas. I am strongly in favor of using poisonous gas against uncivilized tribes," unquote. The British did use poison gas on the Kurds in the mid-1920s. They also bombed Kurdish villages. The United States, having been created to refuse the rule of one man, an emperor king, is now stepping into the very worst British tradition in opposition to its own best traditions, freedom, equality, and the rule of law. Tom Paine, who came to these shores from Britain, wrote Common Sense and inspired the Declaration of Independence, was a dedicated, even fierce anti-imperialist. Fierce doesn't really describe Gandhi, but he too struggled mightily against imperialism and for equality. No weapons of mass destruction have been found in Iraq. The people of Iraq may have been promised democracy, but take a look at Kuwait. It was freed from the clutches of Saddam Hussein, but it still has a massive U.S. military presence a dozen years later and precious little democracy. Control and possibly long-term occupation of the oil fields of the region seems to be a principal U.S.-British goal. It's time to free ourselves from slavery to oil that has caused much of the West to subjugate the people of the region directly or through their appointed rulers for much of a century. For more on imperialism, freedom, oil, and the British, see the latest issue of the newsletter of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research at ieer.org. This is Arjun Makhijani.